Hello, this is Alan with an article written by Fiona about age-related macular degeneration. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, sufferers have been sharing their stories on the US website health-union.com. That's health-union.com. They reveal how they felt when they were diagnosed with AMD, an eye disease that can blur your central vision, and how they manage to live with it. Here are a few of their comments. If you are one of the 1.5 million people in the UK who have macular disease, you may be familiar with some of them. I can still use my computer, but hate going out at all. Sitting at my dressing table, preparing to go out for the day, I closed my right eye and suddenly noticed a circular spot in my left. I had no idea what it was. My dad started our family history of macular degeneration. My AMD happened overnight. I went to renew my driver's license and couldn't pass the test. Now that I know I have wet AMD, I will make hay while the sun shines. When I noticed I could not see my husband's face across the table one night, both of us said, "Macular degeneration." Now their voices have been joined by that of actress Dame Judi Dench, who has previously revealed she has macular degeneration, saying it is almost impossible for her to read scripts. Dame Judi has spoken on a number of occasions about her deteriorating eyesight. In February 2021, at an event for the Vision Foundation Sight Loss Charity, she said she had found alternative ways of learning lines, such as having friends repeat them to her. Now, the 88-year-old Oscar-winning actress says she has a photographic memory and wants to find a machine that can teach her her lines as well as locate them on the page. Researchers, please note. It can do no harm having a celebrity describing the difficulties caused by the disease if that adds to the determination to find a cure. As the Macular Society says, no one should have their sight stolen from them. Already there is no shortage of scientific research into treating and possibly curing AMD. The Macular Society announced in February that the first ever drug to treat dry age-related macular degeneration has been approved for use in the USA. The drug, which has been developed by Apellis Pharmaceuticals, has been found in clinical trials to slow the progression of dry AMD and will be administered as an injection in the eye once every 25 to 60 days. Geraldine Hoad, research program manager at the Macular Society, said, "This development in the US is a huge milestone for patients living with dry AMD who up to this point have not had any treatment available for their condition. However, it remains to be seen how much of a benefit this treatment could be for patients overall. We hope to have a clearer picture over the coming months and more hope to offer patients diagnosed with this devastating condition." Meanwhile, scientists are awaiting the outcome of the first retinal transplant. The first experimental intervention for the treatment of advanced dry macular degeneration was performed at the Clinical Center of the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, USA. The procedure involves treating the eye through the application of a flap of tissue obtained from the blood cells extracted from the patient and made to evolve into retinal cells. The patient's blood cells are taken and transformed into stem cells, which in turn have the potential to transform into cells of the retinal pigment epithelium. At that point, they are multiplied until they make a flap of tissue that is implanted in the retina. The procedure is the result of a long research path, and experimentation is in its infancy. The Macular Society will be providing further updates on these trials when they become available.
TNS Soundings.